Welcome to the Manager Matt podcast show. The show is designed to give you solutions to your day-to-day management and leadership problems. It's hosted by Matthew Haddock, a frontline manager and leader with over 25 years of experience. If you're ready, then let's get on with the show.
Welcome to the Manager Matt podcast show. This week's show, we're going to examine the interview, especially around a presentation at your second interview. So without any more delay, let's get on with this week's show. Welcome, welcome to this week's show. I hope you're all doing well. I hope you're delivering through others and getting the results you want in your management and leadership careers. As with careers, we are going to face into interviews. And I've done a couple of podcasts around interviews in the past about being prepared for interviews, how to make sure your interviews go well, how to sort of structure an interview using the STAR. So there's plenty of interview practice, there's plenty of interview content. So please tune into the old stuff if you want. This week, I just want to explore something that we may face, or you may not face, but a lot of time you're facing it with. And it's the idea of, at your career, you're going to get to a second interview, some call it a final interview, where they may ask you to do a presentation. So they may say, well, you know, give a presentation. And the idea of that presentation is to really see what you can firstly build and structure, and what your ideas are around the subject, and also how you deliver it, how you're confident in front of people. Because when you get into a senior position and senior leadership roles especially, you are going to have to influence a lot more people. So you're going to have good presentation and good influence skills. It makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? So there may be, for instance, giving you an example of they want to present what your first 90 days looks like, or they may want to present a certain change management, for instance. Now, don't worry. Usual for you to be nervous. You are human, so you are going to be nervous. But the thing around what I'm going to try and show you today is how to build around confidence, around being prepared and structured to be able to really deliver a smashing performance and a really good content. You know, some people, you'll have heard this before, are that nervous they'd say they would rather die than give presentations. Now that means when you do a eulogy, the people would rather be in the box than actually giving the eulogy, which don't really make a lot of sense, does it? You know, it's a bit over the top. There is going to be a point where you're going to have to give a presentation. And of course, it might not be your default. It might be something that you're not comfortable with. But if you're going to be in senior positions, you're going to have to be able to deliver really good presentations. And this art needs practice. So let's go into the basics of it. So basics is, you know, it's a second interview for a start. So you're going to make sure you're going to look the part. So before you even start doing this, make sure you look the part. For your first interview, or if you've had a second interview and this is a final interview, you always make sure you look the part. You always make sure you dress. Even when you get to an interview, and I've done this a few times, that you turn up and they're in the normal casual wear that they would wear at work, which is fine. But you've got to make sure you're showing up to put an impression. So for me, for myself, it's always a suit. It's always a tie. I don't wear them at work anymore. I might usually wear trousers and a shirt, but never wear a tie. But obviously, when you're giving a presentation and you're giving an interview, especially if you're into the final stages, and of course, if you're in the final stages, you're down to the last two or three people. So you've done really well to get this far. So make sure you don't mess up by thinking, just turn up in a t-shirt, pair of jeans, you know, turn up, look the part. As before, be on time. Always make sure you know where you're going. It could be a new place, could be a neutral place, so make sure you know where the place is, you know how long it's going to be. Add in that extra 25-30% on your travel time. I did an interview a few years back where it was in the middle of a city centre. I knew the city centre, but I didn't know it that well. And I got there and it said on the sat-nav, I'd be there, you know, easy half an hour before. I thought, no problem, you know, sit in car park, get myself set. Of course, you hit some traffic, got slower. Then we hit roadworks, slower, and it got nearer and nearer. And I'm like, oh no, this is going to be a nightmare, you know, and I'm getting more panicky. Don't do you any good because, of course, you're not prepared. It's good to be on time, have time to sit maybe outside, find a Starbucks or just somewhere you can have a coffee or a drink of water and just relax. So be on time, always be on time, plan your journey. Smile, Make eye contact. Again, basic stuff. Make sure you're smiling. Make sure you're making eye contact. Don't worry that much about the presentation that you're not the human in the interview. And of course, remember that, you know, they'll have seen presentations before. They'll be interviewing lots of people. But remember, even at the start of that talk that you had, you know, the shaking hands and meeting these people, the small talk matters, you know, so make sure you give a firm handshake, you start doing talk around things, you know, you can really make those human connections. People in the first few minutes, before you even turn the presentation on, will be judging you, so make sure you do that. And before you present, make sure you be ready for any other interview questions you might get asked, because it's usual that you haven't met these people before. You might have met one or two of them, so normally HR, maybe the hiring manager, but there'll be a third person, even a fourth person in the room who will be higher up or in a different department from a different function. So they're going to be looking for those traits in you when you arrive. So those are the basics before you even get to the interview. And then when you go from the how part of it, so let's start. If you've been given a subject that you're going to present, make sure you've learnt that subject that they want you to present. So make sure you form a plan. So you're forming a plan. You're thinking of the time you've got. So if you've got 15 minutes, you make sure you've got that. You're thinking of the message you want to get over in that time. And, you know, again, another really good tip here, make sure you're answering the questions. They normally put present X and show me how you do Y. Make sure you're doing that in your prep, because if you don't, then, whoa, you're messing it to start with. You walk at the end of it and they haven't really got, you haven't landed it. That's going to be a fail. You know, it's going to be a red flag. So make sure you plan it. And then prepare, you know, make sure you've tested your equipment. So if you're going to turn up on the day and you're going to use your own laptop, make sure it works, make sure it's charged, make sure you've got backups, you know, make sure you've always got the extra hard drive, for instance, or cloud, or whatever you're going to use. Double it, check it, make sure it works. A lot of the time now, a little tip there, if you're using the Microsoft PowerPoint, most devices will carry it. Your phone will have it on there, so you can use it there. You've also got it on your laptop. You'll have it on your iPad if you've got one. So take them three. Take the leads as well. Make sure you've got the leads in your pocket. Last thing I did, I had the leads, so if case one failed, I could plug it in and at least present onto the screen. Most screens are going to have a HDMI lead, aren't they? You know, that's a basic in it, so make sure you've got that. Make sure you're building, you know, time for any redundancies as well. So if things are going to go wrong in the presentation, make sure you've got another backup. So paper copy. Whoa, imagine them days. Remember printers? Big white things sat in your office and probably nobody uses apart from stuff for the printing for home or the local social club, you know, those things. Print an extra copy or two. Then if it does go really wrong, the redundancy is, hey, oh, here's a paper copy at the end. Don't give it whilst you're presenting because it puts them off, but get it at the end. Know your subject. So in the preparation stage, know your subject. Research it. Look into it. There is so many podcasts. There's so many audio books. There's so many Blinkist. Great place to find information. Do some searching on what they've asked. If it's change management, do some research. Listen to a podcast or two on change management. Build that into your presentation. Know your stuff. Then it comes to the practice part. And you know exactly what I'm going to say here. Practice, practice, practice. Run it through. Don't just try and wing it. Run it through. Listen to it back. If you can, record it. You know, Microsoft again, and I'm not sponsored by Microsoft, but if you go into it these days and you go into the new version of the PowerPoint, it's actually got a tutorial in there that'll tell you you're doing the right things. It will record it and give you live feedback. But there is also other things you can use, like other people, loved ones, family, friends. It's much, much harder. I tell you this for nothing, because it's free, this podcast. It's much, much harder to sit there and present to your wife or your other half or your family. They are the worst for presenting to. They're really hard. You feel much more nervous doing them. So if you can nail it in front of them, that's fine. But practice it, practice, practice. Run it over, time it, make sure it's right. And what are your points? Back to those points, what are you trying to deliver? Make sure at the end of it, you've delivered the points you want to do. You're making sure you're keeping it simple, but you're making sure that the points are there, they're strong. People will always remember the start, so make sure you get a really good, solid start. They'll always remember the end, so again, finish strongly. But of course, in those times, repeating what you've done. So if you're looking at the traditional way of doing it, it's all around that, you know, what will that person remember? Will they remember what you've delivered? Will they actually take it away and within 5 minutes actually remember what you were saying, so that you can actually walk away and think, yeah, that's worked. Now, to support that, think of the structure. So how are you going to structure this? So the power of three, you've all heard this before. Humans love three. You know, it's the magic number, they reckon. So you make sure you've got three bullet points. If you need to go more, go to five, but don't do any more than five. And on a slide, definitely keep it as minimal as you can. The slides are not there for you to read off, and they're not there for you just to sort of to look at. You know, don't overcomplicate the slides. You know, make them very simple. Make them so they're memorable, but make them simple. Have a story. So, you know, humans love stories. So some story about how you've overcome. So yeah, I've opened up before with, oh, this has reminded me of a time when, and I've got into a little bit of story about what they've asked me to present. It shows you've got a depth of knowledge. It shows you've got an experience. It shows you're confident to talk about those things. Then go into a fact. Tell them a fact about something that makes them think. You know, make sure that they, you know, did you know that X and Y has affected the major Y and Z? Whatever it is, whatever you're going to do your presentation, deliver it with a question that really gets them thinking. So you're going to have this story, you're going to work on threes, and then you're going to do some sort of story or tell them a fact that's going to get them thinking. They're going to remember those as it goes on. And then there's the main pieces of the actual process. So when you talk about the structure of this is, you know, There's three P's, isn't there? There's the pace you're giving it, there's the pitch, and then there's the pronunciations. You see what I did there? Pronunciation sounded posh. But yeah, pace. It's really hard. It's quite hard sometimes when you're doing a podcast not to get carried away, but you're nervous, you're in front of people, you're giving this presentation, and then all of a sudden you're talking like this. Oh, what we need to do is X, Y, and Z. And you just go far, far, far too fast. And then your pitch. You know, what happens with your pitch sometimes, it can either be very, very high and, you know, very annoying, or you can be very monotone and sound like you are reading from a script that you have rehearsed. Have you got any questions? Sound like a Dalek, don't you? So, again, that's the idea. And then think about the way that your words are, your pronunciation of the words, but also the words that you use. Be careful of using words that may not land as well. Some of the basics are ladies and gentlemen. You know, ladies and gentlemen may sound perfectly fine, but doesn't cover the new worlds we're living in. So you avoid those kind of language because it might switch off some of the audience. It might show that you've got a certain way of thinking that you don't want to put that over. And then something that is very, very difficult when you're presenting, and it's difficult when you're talking, when you're giving a presentation especially, is to go, it's human to have those. It's normal. You know, we do it in normal conversation, don't we? We repeat. But what you do is, what the practice is, if you get to a point where you're thinking, or you're stumbling, is to actually just do this. Just stop for a second, you see? Then you reset and then you go again. So, you know, you're doing that. You're going to use your voice to get this message over. You're using your voice as well to present you as a confident presenter, a confident leader, a confident expert in your field. So these are the things you're having to go around. So, you know, think of pace, think of pitch, think of the words, think of the way you're pronouncing it, think of any quirky language that probably don't land as well. You know, think of those. And of course, back in your practice, try to remove those out from there. And of course, always be ready at the end for the questions. So if you're doing it, I find it very easy to have a section for questions, but I also say, look, if there's questions through the presentation and you want to jump in, I'm perfectly fine with that. That's because I've practiced, that's because I know my subject and I know how to deliver it. So there's nothing wrong with somebody chipping in and asking questions. If it gets to the point where the questions are a little bit disruptive of the flow, then it might be worth saying, great question, but just hold that one because I'm going to get to it in a bit. And then you can come back round. So that's another way of doing it. Be ready for awkward questions. It is an interview. You may ask, well, that didn't really say anything that I expected. I expected you to do this. So make sure you know your subject back to that point. Make sure you're confident enough to say, well, that might be your opinion, but with my knowledge and my expertise in this field, this is the way that I would structure the presentation or the subject you've given me. So interviews with presentations can be very daunting. They can be very overpowering. But remember, they've given you the subject normally. They've given you time to practice it, so there's no reason why it shouldn't be too much of a task for you to do. If you're going to deliver this, then that's fine. And it doesn't mean you're going to get the job. You can do the greatest presentation in the world and still not get the job, but as long as you've done the right thing. So let's just have a quick recap of what we're talking. When you're talking basics, it is an interview. Make sure you're on time. Make sure you look smart. Smile, eye contact, good handshake. On the how piece, you know, plan it, prepare and practice. So plan it, prepare and practice. When you're doing the actual structure, make sure you're thinking in threes, giving a story with a start, middle and end. Maybe use a fact to get them, or a question. And then there's the pace, the pitch, the pronunciation, and the words that you use. And at the end, make sure you're ready for questions. And as ever, I'm going to ask you a question. If you've loved the show, please like it, rate it, share it. Would be great for others to listen to it. Totally free, and I am really enjoying it. Also, if you would like to send me some feedback or some ideas of new podcasts, you can always get me at managermattpodcast@gmail.com. I always love feedback. It is such a gift, and I would love to engage on new and old topics. If you are doing an interview, good luck. I'm sure you will nail it. Just be yourself and present with confidence. Well, that's it for this week's Manager Matt. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.
Thank you so much for listening to this Manager Matt podcast. We hope you found it interesting, helpful, and actionable. One last thing, please leave a quick review on iTunes or with your podcast provider, as it helps to spread the word of Manager Matt. If you haven't already done so, please subscribe to the podcast. And if you did like anything in particular, send an email to managermattpodcast@gmail.com or visit managermatt.co.uk for more content. Feedback is a gift, so let's keep giving. See you next week.